The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Heidi Klum did a worm cleanse where she had all the worms cleansed out of her belly. And we talked to my best friend, Danielle, because she goes to a naturopath. Am I saying that right, Carrie?
You are.
Okay. And I have never received so many messages immediately about who is the naturopath, who is the doctor, mm-hmm. how do I find her? Dr. Carrie Stasiak is from Naturally Well. You can find her online at drcarriestasiak.com. Dr. Carrie, how do you get worms out of people's bellies and how do you tell people they do have worms? How do you figure that out?
This sounds disgusting.
So generally speaking, first thing is look at symptoms. Like I get a lot of people who come into the office. I have bloating, gas, my stools are weird. I'm either constipated or diarrhea or it's changing. And I go to my general practitioner. They can't find anything that's wrong. Most general practitioners do not test for parasites. They also a lot of times don't do microbiome tests to look at if you have an overgrowth of candida, bad bacteria, food sensitivities, all these types of things. And a lot of these symptoms can overlap. So it could be food sensitivities. It could be candida overgrowth. It could be SIBO, which is a bacterial overgrowth. And so what we do is we have a machine called the Syra. It's a bioenergetic frequency machine.
The rods.
The rods.
Sounds fake. Yeah, no, I mean, it immediately sounds like a theoretical spaceship. Say again, what's it called?
A bioenergetic frequency machine.
That doesn't exist, Dan.
No, I told you, when Danielle told me she did this, she was like, I just went in and I held the rods and I'm like, and then
Where are the rods? Did you bring them?
I did not bring them.
Okay.
But basically what you do is you hold onto these things and it sends a frequency through your body. Like if a person sings and that glass were to break, it's because it hit a matching frequency. So basically what it does is it sends frequencies through your body for parasites, viruses, bacteria. It tests for things like nutrient deficiencies, toxicities in the liver or kidneys, anything like that.
So wait a minute. So if you hit the right frequency, it pushes it out of the body. That's what you're telling me?
It sends it up the sensory nerves and gives a motor response. So if a cold breeze were to come by and you were to get, you know, goosebumps, it's because your body monitored it and gave a motor response back. Same thing happens, same reflex.
You are a real doctor, aren't you?
Yeah.
You are, right?
I am.
Okay.
I went to medical school
and everything.
You went to
doctor school?
I mean, I did.
Where they
all
make
the things
doctors?
I said to Danielle when she told me.
Okay, I mean,
I take blood work, I can order labs, I can do everything.
Then she told me that her brother-in-law gave birth to worms after he like saw you.
Yeah.
So
he was from the South. You get it from eating foods that aren't fully cooked and water maybe that's not fully purified or swimming in ponds or lakes or different things like that. So he had all these gut issues for such a long time. No one could help him. So he found about me, came right in, held, and immediately came up a 10 out of 10 parasites, like super high. So we gave him this whole protocol of anti-parasitic herbs, things that are going to like flush it out of his body. And it was pretty rough what he went through initially. He was like, I don't know if I can handle this. And now he's feeling so much better. He has way more energy. His gut was before very bloated and large, and it's coming down. He's feeling the best he's ever felt, which is amazing.
And he gave birth to worms.
Did you go to a Nature Doctor Witch rock concert last night? Is that why your voice is a little bit hoarse?
No.
Are there worms coming up? I want to just make sure that you're okay.
No, I'm good. So I woke up with a little rasp in my voice, and I gave you guys this tea. Okay. And I'm telling you, it's a miracle tea.
Okay, so tell us about the tea because we're going to do it live next.
You should.
Okay.
So basically, it's like a very strong menthol herb tea that you're going to first put in hot water, breathe in the vapors, and it's going to be like a punch in the face.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
But it's going to drain everything and make you feel like if you feel like you're getting sick for those holiday parties or anything, you take some of this tea, You're going to feel so much better.
Okay, well, ironically, I do feel like I'm getting sick. I've got like that tickle of the throat and my nose is starting to run.
Are you guys serious? Both of you are in here feeling bad and I'm in here with you?
We have the tea. It's going to be fine.
The tea is amazing.
All right, it's coming up next. A couple weeks ago, we were talking about how Heidi Klum had a worm cleanse. And my best friend Danielle told me about Dr. Carrie Stasiak. She's a naturopath. That's what she does. She tells people when they have worms in their belly.
I mean, I don't think it's the only thing that she does, but she does handle that too. Isn't that right, Carrie?
That's okay. Very correct. Yes.
What is it that you have handed us? So you woke up feeling not fantastic and ingested some of this.
I just had a little bit of like a crick in my throat and some post-nasal drip. And I was like, oh my God, today is the day, of course. So I got this tea up that I've gotten actually from Turkey.
Okay.
And it is like a strong menthol herb tea. That will literally, if you're feeling congested, you know, you got a crick in your throat like me, it'll drain the mucus. If I could tell you what I sounded like this morning to what and now, you'd be amazed.
Can anybody buy this or you have to go to Turkey to get this? Or do you have to be prescribed it by you?
So, no, I do sell it, but at the same time, it's hard to buy it on your own.
She's got a smuggler.
Yeah.
Somebody brought this in taped to their belly, Anna. I want to describe this powder. So it's like an orange powder, and it looks to be that these are either fingernails ripped
citrus
off somebody's
peel,
carcass or
citrus and orange peel in it.
Okay.
Not fingernails.
Are these nuts?
And
are
there some leaves. Nuts no here? Nuts, just peel and leaves. And I don't even know the full ingredient list, to be 100% honest.
We don't need to know. Just know that it works.
Yeah, it comes from Turkey. It's magic.
I'm a little bit nervous because you had said you have to inhale it once you put it in and then it feels like somebody punched you in the face.
Yeah, it's very overwhelming. So you're going to cough.
Okay.
It's gonna
great,
but it's really gonna be opening up and draining everything.
Okay, so what do? We have our hot cups
so you
of
have
water.
A hot cup of water. Yeah. You put about a spoonful in.
Oh, a spoonful.
What happens if we? Thing. I thought we were gonna pour the whole bag in here. Okay, yeah.
No, I gave you a little extra, so you can do some more.
Oh, good. I love it.
Nice.
Is that enough?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Do I want orange peel / fingernail in there, or just the orange stuff?
You want?
Oh, it looks like a lovely
thing.
Tea. Well, look.
Okay, so immediately go up and try to smell it.
Oh my gosh. Okay, it smells like, it's like vapor rub.
Heaping?
Open up your mouth.
All right, here we go.
Right?
It is orange, huh? It is definitely, it.
Breathe it in. Breathe it in. It's crazy.
Oh.
It's like you're ingesting vapor rub. I'm drooling.
Yeah.
And you're
telling
happy
you,
about it.
Yeah.
It will literally open everything
up.
Oh,
okay, that burns a little bit.
Right?
Yeah. It does
it gets
open
into
it right
your
up.
Throat.
Yes.
Right into your throat, into your nose.
In what world do you imagine me drinking this, doctor?
No, it's going to down. The vapors will calm down, and then you drink it.
It's making my eyes burn.
This is
you
crazy.
You just like a slow inhale.
Oh, my God.
Right?
This is like, it's serious.
It's legit.
All right, so now I just sip it. I drink it.
Yep. Once it comes, the vapors calm down, and you can get your face close to it.
Once you can get close enough to it, drink some.
I can't get it to my mouth. The vapors are still there.
I'm going to drink it with vapor. I'm going to go full vapor.
You should
full
try.
Vapor. I'm going to do it.
Go
right
full
now.
Vapor. Right. Go full vapor.
Doc, I'm not going to die if I do, right?
No, you're going to feel great.
You're going to feel so good.
Oh, when you blow on it, it's like a weapon almost.
You can't blow on it.
It hit me back in the eye. Okay,
you
here
gotta
we go.
You got to sneak
full
up
vapor.
On it.
Here we go.
Right, let's sneak it. Up on it. Go.
Oh!
It's how actually it kind of sweet and orange.
Yeah, once you get past the thing where it just, boom, it's like drinking vapor rub in a way. But it is somewhat tasty.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right. So obviously, there's a lot to being a naturopath. People want to learn more about you, these teas and all the things that you can do to help them.
Yes.
Where do they go?
They can check me out on my website. They can contact our office. So if you want to take 10 minutes and just ask me some questions, we do schedule free phone consults.
If you want to go to her website, it's drcarriestasiak.com. Put it up on our podcast page so you can have the link there. You can find it yourself. Thank you so much, Dr. Carrie.
Thank you so much for having me, Anna and Raven.